Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in amma ba'd. Continuing with the adab, the etiquette of training children in Islam and how to bring up children according to Sharia. The next point mentioned in this kitab is that when your child has wronged someone or is at fault, never act partially. Do not side with your child, especially in his presence. To do so is to corrupt his character and akhlaq. When your child has wronged someone or is at fault, never act partially. Do not side with your child, especially in his presence. To do so is to corrupt his character. This also is the teaching of Sharia in regards to children. Here, ulama explained that there are two categories of people in regards to whom a person can have what you call badgumani. Badgumani means now that a person has, he keeps those people in check all the time. The first category is a person's own children. They say, never have any good thoughts in regards to your good children, that they are always good in front of you. In front of you, a child, one is the children and the second are the students. They say, in front of you, these two categories of people will be on the best of behavior. The children in front of you, they show you muhabbat, the best of character, in regards to students also. But behind your back now, what names they are calling you, and they're talking to their friends, what terms they use for their father, what terms they use for their mother, and how they talk about their parents, etc. So behind a person's back, a person will never know the real character of his child, in school, in madrasa, etc. So here they say, when he comes to a person's child, always be suspicious. Today a person, now you tell him about his son, or his daughter, they say, my child can never be my child. He'll never say a thing, he'll never do a thing like this. They say, this will corrupt the character of the child. Always keep him a check. Always have the thought that possibly he is at fault. We find commonly nowadays too, the child will go home and complain that my ustaz told me this or the teacher told me this, and the parent, without asking anything, immediately he'll take the side of the child, pick up the phone and without any investigation. This is very detrimental to the character of the child who grew up like this, that I'm always right. Then they will have a problem after that in life. Be watchful of your children's behavior towards servants and the children of servants. Ensure that they do not trouble the servants or their children. On account of the inferior social rank, they may not complain, but in their hearts they will curse. Even if they do not curse, the misfortune of sin and injustice will be tasted. Here also, in regards to the du'as of non-Muslims, in regards to du'as of non-Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even accepts their du'as too. So a person may think that these are local people, native people. What effect is going to have on my life? I can treat them as I want. That is why somebody says, if you really, if a person wants to marry a girl, they say the best person to ask the domestic at home. She'll tell you the mood of that girl, how she wakes up in the morning, and how her moods are. Because with them now, we really show them our true character and akhlaq. So in regards to them also, it's very important how we treat them. That is why the hadith sharif says that between an oppressed person and the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no barrier. Even though that person may be a non-Muslim, his dua is accepted. And a person, a non-Muslim, may give charity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him cash benefits in this world, not in akhirat. So it's important that when they, how they treat the domestics at home, how they speak to them with respect. Many a times we find that even our children will call the domestic at her first name, where she's old enough to be the grandmother of the child. So call her auntie something or something of respect. If you don't inculcate this in our children, then we will find this bad character will come in them, this proud, this takabbur, and this pride will come into them. They will be very, very difficult after they get married to put them right. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal inshaAllah.